Every month, VPR Classical features the work of talented young composers across the region for our Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp. For May, here's Assam Heyman Jones, an eighth grader at the Glover Community School.
Both my siblings played instruments, and it was just like a part of my family to play an instrument, I guess. My parents introduced me to music, and I play the tuba. And I chose that because it's the biggest instrument that the school had, and I thought that was pretty cool. The first time I wrote was in class, in music class. It was a mandatory thing. She gave us a specific topic to write about. Then I realized that I thought that was pretty cool, so I decided to take it further. Usually I don't just sit down and compose a piece. I usually have separate tunes in my head that I put down at different times. I think it's just those small moments of inspiration. And I take it from there. I like songs that have a good message or like a good feeling to the song. One of my favorite songs is One Man Can Change the World. It has a really great message about a child growing up and making a big difference in the world. Each year, I always have this point where I'm just stuck and I don't know what to do. And I feel like there needs to be more in the piece. So usually it just works as I just stop and then if I come back maybe a week, then I'll have something else to put down. But actually the piece I did this year, I did the whole second half of the piece right before the deadline was. So because on accident, I just found a tune that I really liked and I just decided to add a whole 20 measures onto it in just one day. It's called March to the End, and it has two trumpets, a French horn, a tuba, and a bass drum, and a regular drum. It definitely has a march feel to it, and there's quite a lot of triplets in it. I really like to compose with a bunch of triplets. Probably 100 are in the piece. The first half of the song is a march that's building up to the second half of the song. The second half of the song is a lot quieter, and it's kind of just lingering on until the end, so I think that's how I got the name to it.